AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. Was he on his cell phone? We'll hear today from investigators as to whether they think an Amtrak train engineer was on his cell phone moments before the crash that killed 8 people and injured more than 200 others in Philadelphia last month. The train was going 106 miles per hour as it rounded a curve where the speed limit is 50. In the last few seconds, somebody applied the brakes, but the train ran off the rails. Brandon Bastian's attorney says the engineer doesn't remember the crash. The attorney has said that Bastian used his cell phone only after the crash to call 911. We may hear today that the U.S. is sending more troops to Iraq. AP National Security Correspondent Sagar Magani is at the Pentagon.
The move would be designed to boost the training of Iraqi forces in Anbar province, where Islamic State militants hold the provincial capital of Mosul and the key city of Fallujah. The decision would add another U.S. training site, which an American official says would require between 400 to 500 U.S. troops, allowing more Iraqis to join the fight.
Now to the Vatican and the issue of priests who sexually abuse children and the bishops accused of protecting them. Pope Francis is creating a new unit that will review complaints against the bishops. No bishop has ever been removed for covering up for guilty priests. Law enforcement still on the lookout for those two escaped killers who busted out of a prison in upstate New York over the weekend using power tools. A search in Willsboro, New York, 40 miles south of the prison, hasn't found them. Town Supervisor Sean Gilliland.
There are lots and lots of law enforcement officers from Department of Corrections and State Police, you know, State Forest Rangers, U.S. Marshals, County Sheriff's Department.
Some residents of Willsboro reported seeing two suspicious men walking along a roadway, and that's what kicked off the massive search. This is AP Radio News. The Cavaliers have taken Game 3 of the NBA Finals with a hard-fought win over the Warriors. Matt Lodi reports.
The Cleveland Cavaliers never trailed as they take a 2-game-to-1 series lead with a 96-91 win over the Golden State Warriors in the best-of-7 NBA Finals. Cleveland got another huge effort from LeBron James, who had 40 points, 12 rebounds, and 8 assists. The Warriors trailed by as many as 20 in the third quarter and cut it to 1 in the fourth with less than 3 minutes to play, but the Cavs used free throws and defense to seal the win. Steph Curry had a slow start but ended with 27 to lead the Warriors in the loss. Game 4 is set for Cleveland on Thursday night. Matt Lodi, Cleveland.
Well, that's not funny. That's pretty much what a Vermont man says the judge told him when he showed up for jury duty wearing an inmate costume. James Lowe says the judge told him he could have been found in contempt, meaning he could have been sent to jail. Lowe says he's happy to be released from possible jury duty because of his work schedule and his family commitments. I'm Rita Foley, AP Radio News.